Just write a new movie. Why does it have to be Snow White? Why do you have to remake Snow White?
Because that's fun. Let's be artistically creative. And here's the thing. It's going to do good at the box office.
There's nothing creative about taking a story
It's going to be great at the box office. Well, you're going to look at this and laugh. You're giving all this great promo.
It's not going to be great at the box office. And I'll tell you why. Because Disney already had their flops, $800 million box office flops with their woke films like Lightyear and The Little Mermaid. This is going to be a flop too. And the numbers are showing it. And it's all a facade of progress.
I mean, that's an interesting point, Ernest. Disney's losing billions with this woke agenda.
I don't think so. I think that let's make it clear. It's not a woke agenda. I can tell you why Lightyear did not do well, because I think in America, we're over, a lot of that Toy Story remakes. That's why I think Lightyear didn't do well. You want to talk about the Little Mermaid? I think the Little Mermaid did okay. I think it did modestly well, in my opinion. But you have to acknowledge that there were people who had a different agenda against Ariel being a black character, and that racism was undeniable, and that's what drove it.
That's right, gang. Disney's movies are bombing at the box office because you're all a bunch of racists. I mean, you heard it yourself. That fellow, I think we would all agree, that fellow, God bless him, is the last person on the planet Disney should be taking advice from. And it looks like Bob Iger, the president of Disney, agrees. And we're going to find out precisely why. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So if you have not already done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, many of you know that we've just been unfortunately completely demonetized. So let's all make sure to show some love to our awesome sponsor. And that's the one and only Mike Lindell. Christmas is coming, and you gotta click on that link below and take advantage of Mike's unbelievable holiday discounts. No one, and I mean no one, is offering better savings like Mike this holiday season. Click on that link below and treat yourself to over 60% off all of Mike's products. You heard that right. 60% off his incredible MyPillow 2.0s, 60% off Mike's wildly comfortable slippers, 60% off MyPillow mattress toppers. You see the wonderful pattern there? Order as many incredible MyPillow products as you want. I personally love Mike's Giza Dream Sheets, which are also over 60% off as well. But this crazy offer is going fast, so don't wait. Click on that link below right now and support Mike as he fights for election integrity and surprise a patriot in your life with some of the most comfortable bedwear around this Christmas. Click on that link below or go to MyPillow.com/Turley. Folks, click on that link below and save big today. Disney CEO Bob Iger is reportedly throwing in the towel. He's done with all things woke at Disney. In a recent interview, Iger said that Disney from now on will focus on entertainment first, not messages. It's fine, he said, to push positive messages for the world, but those messages should not be forced on audiences. And that, of course, is precisely what wokeness does. It forces itself on you by definition, since it doesn't allow for any dissent. Dissent is heresy and worthy of being canceled. Now, Iger's comments about focusing on entertainment rather than on wokeness come on the heels of yet another Disney disaster. The latest Marvel Universe movie called The Marvels. It's a rather woke, very feminist film. Well, not many people came out for it. Surprise, surprise. It had the worst opening day of any movie in the Marvels franchise. It opened with just $47 million, which is peanuts compared to what it cost to make, which was $250 million. And next to nothing is compared to other Marvel opening weekends. Now, just to put it in perspective, this is the sequel to Captain Marvel, which opened a few years back to over $150 million. So they lost $100 million. In their opening weekend alone. It was called an unprecedented Marvel box office collapse by one publication. It performed even worse than their previous failure, Ant-Man, back in 2015, which got just over $50 million in their opening weekend. And just days after that box office flop, it was announced that Disney Plus would officially be no more. As many of you know, their streaming service, Disney Plus, has been a disaster. It's lost billions, I think upwards of about $4 billion, because they can't come up with good programming. Well, now CEO Bob Iger is telling Disney viewers to, quote, prepare. They're being forced to combine their streaming service with Hulu, a streaming service co-owned by Disney and Comcast. They're planning on launching a beta-tested combined app with Hulu, with both apps permanently replaced in March of 2024. Parents are being told to prepare because there are going to be a lot of movies and viewing options that they're not particularly consistent with Disney Plus, and that's, of course, because Disney Plus is imploding. But all of this is just par for the course in Disney's own implosion of late, made all the worse by Elon Musk going to war with Disney. He tweeted out that they are the world's biggest example of go woke, go broke. Their entire upcoming slate is totally unwatchable. And of course, Elon called out Bob Iger by name at the recent New York Times Deal Book Summit, where he told advertisers like Disney, who were pulling their money from Twitter because of this sham Media Matters fraud that claimed their ads were showing up on neo-Nazi channels. Elon told all of those advertisers, but most particularly Bob Iger, to go F themselves. X or Twitter will not be held hostage by money tied to DEI and wokeness. Simply not going to happen. And Elon's got plenty of money to back that threat up. I don't know if the same could be said of Disney. In the end, Disney's collapse is itself a sign that the days of wokeness are coming to an end. We have to remember that wokeness turns off even people who identify with the political left, right? We have a number of studies that show that where you take any woke issue, BLM, critical race theory, transgenders and female sports, take any issue, woke issue, and you'll find it splits the left 50-50. Half are all for the woke issue, but the other half, the Bill Maher half, the Piers Morgan half, they want nothing to do with it. Wokeness is not a basis for social unity. Wokeness, by its nature, divides. And in an era of consumer politics where more and more people are voting with their wallets, wokeness is turning out to be box office poison. Woke films provoke boycotting tendencies like nothing else. And that's exactly what Disney's suffering from. So we'll see what Bob Iger ends up doing. But there's no question about it. Elon Musk is absolutely right. The ongoing box office disasters have together made Disney the biggest and most pathetic example. Can't even talk. Most pathetic example of the age-old adage, get woke, go broke. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You signed up for our free newsletter, and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.